The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Welcome to the show, folks.
He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night.
You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, and with us, my two co-hosts, Paul Fromm in Canada. Paul Fromm, I think I see you there.
Yes, I'm here.
And thank you to you, and thank you to George in Maryland. George, welcome.
Thanks, James. We have Skype tonight.
Yes, we do. And all sorts of improved equipment on the show tonight. I myself am kicking in a brand new i5 computer that's going to help the show a lot tonight. In my panel of computers in front of me. And then, of course, we look forward to your calls on the panels, the computer screens at the Republic Broadcasting Network there in Austin, Texas, where this show is from whence this show is beamed. I'm up in North Dakota, Paul's in Canada, and George is in Maryland. And wherever you are, you can dial us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And what should we talk about tonight? Well, there is some news in the last 24 hours. We'd like to cover that. And, you know, this is one of the things that's been true. I don't know what day we're in the first 100 days. But I think George will probably provide that in a second. But let's just call it 100.
97, I think.
97. All right. There has not been a single day in which there was not something truly wonderful to report. And in fact, there has not been a single day in which the time that we have has ever been enough to even mention all the good things that happen every single day. No days accepted. And this day is no exception. And I want to contrast that with the experience for all of us as patriots for the last however many decades you may go back, but you can go back for half a century and without finding any such phenomenon where there was great news every day. I mean, it didn't think back, try to think before Trump. It didn't happen. There was Nobody delivered such a thing. Nobody gave us great stuff to think about, to report, great news, great accomplishments. So this is part of the Trump phenomenon, the fact that every single day something really good is happening. Now, the I think the best news website we've got now is probably Breitbart, Breitbart.com, and from whence Steve Bannon came to the Trump administration, and the on Breitbart right now is a story. A new Daybreak poll on President Donald Trump's first 100 days, released Thursday by the LA Times, that's an enemy newspaper, reveals that a majority of Americans say Trump is keeping his promises. The USC LA Times poll was one of the only major public polls, if you recall, that predicted Donald Trump would win the 2016 election. The new poll, focusing on Trump's first 100 days in office, reports, we asked to what extent a list of positive attributes applied to Trump. Majorities endorsed Trump as keeping his promises, bringing needed change to D.C., and representing American values. In percentage terms, 53% of those surveyed said that Trump is keeping his promises. The poll reveals that the country is deeply divided. 87% of Hillary Clinton voters say the country is on the wrong track, while 87% of Trump voters say the country is on the right track. 87% of Clinton voters disapproved of Trump's job performance so far, and 85% of Trump voters approved.
So that's about what you'd expect, wouldn't you?
Well, that is also an unprecedented phenomenon, to have that kind of a divide. Now, Trump is preserving the patriot versus globalist divide that he had in the primaries, the general election, and now it's carrying over into the presidency. The point being, folks, Trump has America behind him. You know, our America is behind him. Now, he has tremendous opposition, and that isn't going to change. For the next 8 years, that opposition will be foaming at the mouth, trying to take Trump out, and you can count on that. There was another a good story today in which Steve Bannon appears in this story on Breitbart, and I'll try to find that for you. Let me just take a look at the phone board before I get launched off here. Okay, day 96, George tells me. And I think, let me ask the engineer if we... am I seeing Haas in Nebraska or William in Montana, or is that a carryover from yesterday? They're here. Oh, fantastic. Wow. Gentlemen, you suited up and reported for duty. I mean, we left the show yesterday, folks, 24 hours ago. Haas in Nebraska and William in Montana were waiting to get on the show. And here they are. Gentlemen, thank you. We'll go in order and start with Haas in Nebraska. What's on your mind, Haas?
Well, I just wanted to ask you a question. I mean, what do you think the biggest problem in the United States is?
Immigration, the border.
I'll agree with that, but I think the biggest problem is the Federal Reserve.
Well, wait a minute. It's not necessary to pick one as they're both huge problems. But I pick the reason I pick immigration is this, Haas. If you let another people occupy your land, as Steve King of Iowa said, we can't survive raising other people's children. If you let another people occupy your land, there's no turning back. You will never, ever get your land back. You can't fix that problem. By contrast, no matter what the Federal Reserve does, hang on, let me make the point. No matter what the Federal Reserve does, if they start issuing monopoly money, if they start printing who's that? Was it Tubman? They wanted to take Jackson off the $20 bill and put Tubman on it. What's Tubman's first name? I forget her name.
Harriet.
Okay, Harry. If they
wanted to put some tub on the money. Wow.
If they put Martin Luther King on the $5 bill and Tubman on the $20 bill and put Mark Potok, they put Mark Potok on the $5 bill. You can always fix that. You can always, no matter what the Federal Reserve does, you can go back. No matter how much they lose, how much money they steal, you can always recover that. But if you, this is why I say immigration is the 800-pound gorilla. It's the killer issue. It's the main reason Donald Trump won is that he honestly, for the first time, first candidate in any of our lifetimes who said a nation without borders is not a nation, and America heard that and jumped on the Trump train. But go ahead, Haas.
But if we got rid of the Federal Reserve and had interest-free debt or interest-free currency, we wouldn't have, we could afford whatever we wanted. We wouldn't be worrying about, oh, the military just spent this gajillion dollars, you know, or well, we could afford all of our luxuries that this country has.
You know, well, but Haas, no way, yeah, you know what? And you know what, Haas?
If the population has changed, if it's now, 65% Mexican, it doesn't matter how good the economy is. Or I agree with you to some extent about that free money. I'm a social creditor, but it won't be much fun having gotten rid of the Fed in a country where we're a minority. No way.
I think the solution to immigration is just shut down the borders 100%. I mean, I don't care if you're Muslim, Mexican, you know, a German or Israeli or whatever you are. You know, America has to be first, you know.
Yes.
Shut the borders down completely. And my goodness.
Right. Yeah, Haas,
I'm not saying
I'll help you.
I'm not.
But let's address again. Let me address another reality of the Trump phenomenon. And that is this. Every day, Donald Trump, you know, I tried to make this point yesterday, and I'm not eloquent enough to make this point as well as it should be made, that Donald Trump has to solve everything. He is like the, he has got to put out all of these different fires. And he really, it's not realistic to think he can handle them all at once. I think the reason, for instance, he hasn't made any appointments to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve is he has much more than any human being can address in one day. Like right now, for instance, today, I'll give you an example, Haas. You know, talk about, you know, imagine if you woke up in the morning and you had to, the situation in North Korea was so severe. Now, we called it right on this show. There were people saying, oh, Donald Trump, he's being a warmonger. He's making something out of nothing in North Korea. Wrong. Today, just to make the point on how serious this is there, 100 senators rode down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House to be briefed in a top-secret briefing by the top five military men in America, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, an admiral who told one of the senators, this admiral said, I don't share, I have to find it. Here, I wrote it down. I don't share your confidence that North Korea is not going to attack either South Korea, Japan, or the United States. And then the same admiral addressing the same issue said if the North Koreans take off and attack the Carl Vinson, which is going to be off Korea shortly, I liked what he said. If it flies, it dies. Now, listen, here's the deal. Now, let me tell you where Donald Trump has done an excellent job. The situation in North Korea is very, very serious. And just evidence of that. How many times have you ever heard in your lifetime 100 senators being briefed in a top secret briefing in the White House? Never. It's never happened. The same generals then went down Pennsylvania to brief all 435 congressmen. The only reason they didn't come down Pennsylvania Avenue is there's not enough room in the White House for that many legislators. Donald Trump has done some brilliant things. He met with Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago. And what is the result of that? He got Xi, the dictator, communist leader of China, to completely put himself on the sidelines, completely to back off. There's no war talk. There's no saber rattling coming from China. That's an absolute prerequisite for dealing strongly with Kim Jong-un. China has to stand back. Whatever Donald Trump said in private to Xi Jinping worked. It worked. And that's leadership. If this does come to war, it's going to be the madman, the psychopath, and he is a psychopath, Kim Jong-un, versus the leader, Donald Trump. The leader of, I love the phrase that he has used, of the civilized world. When's the last time you heard an American senator, congressman, or president ever use the phrase "the civilized world"?
It's so long we can't remember.
Yeah, there isn't. Yeah, I mean, you got to go back to Calvin Coolidge. So the
I think it's I just wish that the problem is that, like, Trump, he doesn't have the Constitution is all we need to listen to. You know, I don't care what Kim Jong-un does in his own country. That does not affect me. That doesn't affect the tea or anything. You know, we need to worry about our own problems that we have going on in our own country. You know, why we have 94 million Americans that are unemployed when we only have a 5% interest. Yeah.
But Haas, also, an intercontinental ballistic missile is just that. It's an intercontinental ballistic missile, meaning it travels from Asia to North America. That's where you live. It does affect you in Nebraska.
Right, but I'm saying we don't need to be over there provoking him. I mean, how would you like it?
We're not provoking him. Nobody's. No, again, Haas, I love you, brother, okay? But what you just said there, we don't need to be provoking him. When did Donald Trump provoke Kim Jong-un? Okay? Kim Jong-un is the one firing ICBMs toward Japan.
Doesn't he have the right to do that?
Absolutely not. Oh, my God, I don't believe you said that. The right to fire ICBMs? Come on, this is libertarianism on steroids.
No,
he does not.
Have nuclear war.
Why? That's like,
because
That's like telling me that my neighbor has the right to do target practice, set up his target right outside my front door and shoot across my front door. No, he does not. Absolutely does not have the right. He doesn't fire his ICBMs inside of North Korea. He fires them out into the Pacific Ocean,
which is international waters, which is free land or free water.
Haas, I don't believe you're saying what you're saying, okay? No, to answer the question, and look, if we have that kind of, we can't have a president who is not willing, when there is a very credible threat to your life, Haas, you want a president who will protect you, defend you.
And
you do
I,
not
I,
want
I
somebody.
I know he will.
Yes, he will.
We can do this in other ways.
Let me ask you this. Do you agree that Kim Jong-un is a psychopath?
I have never met the man. You can't judge people by what
he in the last two months he's murdered two of his own family members. He's had his Secret Service
within the confines of his own country.
He had his older half brother. He had two
murdered
women
China.
come up in, behind him in Kuala Lumpur Airport and cause an instant heart attack on him with a chemical that they rubbed in his face from behind.
Well, if that country can prove that the way it was done, then they should extradite him and, you know, under the legal discourse.
Okay.
But we shouldn't
let me make my point. The man is a psychopath. He's completely out of his mind. The people of North Korea live in a total, utter dictatorship with no freedom. He's got ICBMs and he's got nukes. I don't need to hear more. I don't need to meet. He stands down or Donald Trump will take care of him.
Never been to Korea.
Okay, well, all right. Well, thank you very much.
We got
a break.
The next caller.
All right. Thanks, Haas. And we'll take William in Montana next.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, I'm going to jump right back in, folks. We'll cut right into Sting there. And I want to jump to a very important article that, Paul, you will enjoy. George, you'll enjoy it. This is from The Hill. And William, I'll just keep you waiting for just a bit. And by the way, Haas in Nebraska, although I'm all excited and so on, I love you, brother. And I don't mean to sound, when I disagree with you on a point, I don't want to disagree with you as a man. William, you're next. But let me read this article that you'll enjoy it, Haas, and so will you, William. It's from The Hill. It's by Robert Wasinger, an opinion contributor at The Hill. And here's the title of the article. Very important for patriots to hear what this man says. And this guy, by the way, is not on our side, I don't think. Despite media, the Trump-Bannon economic nationalism is alive and well. That's his title. And he says this today at The Hill. The reports of Steve Bannon's demise have been greatly over-exaggerated. The media has pilloried Steve Bannon to the point of utter exhaustion, both ours and theirs, apparently. After a solid month of insisting that Bannon and his brand of economic nationalism were on the way out of the White House, he remains in place. And the president continues to emphasize the themes that won him the election in November, much to the consternation of the Washington opinion-making set, whose reputation depends upon the presumption that they have an inside line to the inner workings of power in the nation's capital. The mainstream media spin on Bannon's loss of influence and relevance has been achieved primarily by glossing over inconsistencies in their own narrative about his role and the and influence in the White House, and more insidiously, by introducing into their narrative a total caricature of the America First themes whose political resonance they have so badly underestimated. The stories pinning the blame on Bannon for supposed policy fiascos in the first 100 days don't withstand the slightest scrutiny, as the details simply don't add up. For instance, Bannon was accused by anonymous inside, in ironic quotes, sources, of playing a key role in sinking the health care bill produced by House leadership with ham-handed and counterproductive threats to Freedom Caucus members and other recalcitrant legislators. But the implicit presumption that those dead-end members of the GOP caucus were inclined to make a deal is clearly erroneous. Every credible account makes it apparent that they were negotiating in bad faith and moving the goalposts at every opportunity, since their political incentives all lay in the direction of scuttling deals in the name of ideological purity and accusing the White House and congressional leadership of selling out. With regard to the judgment that the votes were there to pass the bill, every credible postmortem has laid the blame at the feet of the House leadership. Continuing here, Bannon has also been blamed for the, again in ironic quotes, failed executive orders banning travel from a limited number of countries with terrorism problems, with little acknowledgement that Hill's staff, not Bannon, drafted the order. The media also failed to offer any persuasive argument that the striking down of those orders by rogue federal judges inflicted any real political damage on the president. In fact, it is more likely that the judicial actions striking down traditionally constitutional executive prerogatives on who can come into the country outraged the middle Americans who voted for Trump in droves, however much they may have pleased the coastal elites. Bannon was also characterized as the boogeyman on the National Security Council in an attempt to divert attention away from the vigorous advocacy on the part of the usual suspects in Washington's foreign policy establishment to push the administration back in the direction of interventionism and regime change. In fact, just days after his removal from the NSC, meetings which he rarely, if ever, attended, diverged into the action in Syria, contradicting many indications during and after the campaign about the wisdom of intervening in that troubled region. Some subsequent statements from President Trump reveal that he's well aware that such action threatens to alienate the base from the administration if it progresses into sustained involvement and another failed effort at regime change, which he vows to avoid. And by the way, I believe him. The fact is, few of the media's assertions about Bannon are true. The base hasn't been alienated. We just read you that opinion poll from a hostile source. And the president is continuing to emphasize the themes that he was supposedly abandoning just weeks ago. I'm going to come right back to that paragraph when we return. Thanks for waiting, William. See you in a minute.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks.
Mama said to me,
we are back. This is Kelso here on the very important article I'm reading to you. I hope it answers some questions for some of our audience. And already I got one thing wrong. I see during the break, I researched Robert Wasinger, the author of the article on in The Hill. And he does appear to be a friend of ours. And I think the article carries even more weight for that. Robert Wasinger is a former campaign manager for Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas. Or was it Governor Brownback? Somebody help me with that. I actually met...
Hey, James, just quick. The Hill is pretty reliable as being an even-handed description of what's going on. It's
yes.
Politico that is... It's a competitor, and that one is extremely liberal.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, George, you've told me that before, that you like some of the reporting in The Hill. Well, Robert Wasinger... has run for Congress as a Republican and was the campaign manager for Governor Brownback. So he's looking like a good guy. And he was also an advisor. Now, here's where this carries extra weight. He was a key advisor to Donald Trump in his campaign after Brownback dropped out. And the so he's he has inside knowledge of Trump, of Bannon, and the campaign. And here's what he's telling us. Don't listen to the media hype that Steve Bannon, who is really a great patriot, is on the skids. He's not. They want him to be on the skids, and that's why they report that. Let me finish the article. It's short here. The fact is, few of the media's assertions about Bannon are true. The base has not been alienated, writes Wasinger, and the president is continuing to emphasize the themes that he was supposedly abandoning just weeks ago. On a recent trip to Wisconsin, that's the one to the Snap-on factory, Trump continued to denounce NAFTA and vow the renegotiation of trade deals that have hurt American workers, an issue he had supposedly scrapped. Now, let me give you a further update on that. The headline today is that Steve Bannon gave the key counsel to Peter Navarro. I have to find the article for you. But Peter Navarro has written a paper, a proposed executive order from Donald Trump scrapping NAFTA. So that and Trump is floating it out there. He's letting other people read the proposed executive order. But this was written based on the wisdom of Steve Bannon. So is Steve Bannon out of the game? Not at all. And now the administration is vowing, in the teeth of Democratic threats to shut down the government and behind-the-scenes opposition from GOP congressional leadership, to go to the mat for budget appropriations to build the wall on the Mexican border. It is true, as the president himself has insisted, that Trump really is his own advisor, counselor, and strategist, and easily the most successful at all of those jobs. But I suspect Bannon will always remain a close advisor because he brings something different to the White House, and that is primarily the deep curation and activation, I don't know what he means by that word, and activation of a movement. And it is that work that is so vital for continued political success in implementing an America First agenda. His advocacy for a real economic nationalism will remain central to the administration's policy vision. And he says, the economic nationalism that Bannon brings to the table harkens to something much deeper and ultimately much more American. It is a clear realization that the ideals Americans cherish, free markets and trade, democratic institutions and respect for dissent, freedom of religion, now listen to this, are far from universal. And we must not pretend that all people share these values and lay down in the face of threats to our national security. It is essentially an argument for realism. And then he says, I'll skip a little bit here. On nationalist issues like infrastructure development, building the wall, and avoiding foreign policy quagmires, Trump faces more potential opposition from his own party establishment than he does from the so-called Wall Street Democratic cabal in the White House. Moving forward, we can be reasonably confident of two things. The media narrative regarding what's going on in this White House will continue to be wildly off base. And we will see some unexpected alliances presided over by the dealmaker-in-chief. And it says, Robert Wasinger served in senior advisory and liaison roles in President Trump's campaign and transition team after extensive experience on Capitol Hill. So, folks, that's a report from the inside and from the top. And extremely good news to us as patriots that Steve Bannon is still 24-karat gold inside the Trump administration. Now, let me turn the microphone over to William in Montana and also to Paul and George. William, what have you got on your mind?
Well, I just... hello, gentlemen. You know, up here in Montana, I don't mind when my neighbor shoots a rifle into my yard. You know, he's a good shot. He's usually going after the squirrel that's getting into my bird feeder, and I usually go out on the porch and raise a cup of coffee and say, hey, Johnny, good shot.
Well, I mean, let me ask you the same question. Do you think that the certifiable psychopath Kim Jong-un, who murders his own people, I mean, the North Korean people are starving. This is very well documented.
Okay, I know, no, James. I know.
But do you think?
And I'll answer the question. You don't have to repeat it all.
But I haven't asked it yet. I haven't asked the question yet.
Yeah, but you've asked that question four or five times. I've heard it. I know what you're doing.
But do you feel that the President of the United States has any responsibility to deal with a psychopath who has intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear weapons on top of them?
Okay, I'm going to answer this as honestly as I can. And what I would say is that, you know, Kim Jong-il is McMaster's godsend. Because, you know, you need a wacko in North Korea to float an even more amazingly, I mean, equally as insane.
How would you deal with Kim?
A preemptive nuclear strike is just as crazy. I mean, for, you know, whether it's the little fat man in North Korea or we starting a nuclear war, it's not going to matter to me.
You know, wait. Starting,
you know,
a nuclear war.
I don't have access to a well-stocked military bunker.
Wait a minute. The what would you? You're the president of the United States now. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is something that, you know, we patriots, we haven't thought of this. That what if one of us were president of the United States? You know, would our behavior? What would we do if faced with this man?
I would call back our nuclear task force right now.
Okay.
Call him back.
No. Over the next. Oh, okay. As Kim, let's do this. Let's say this. Kim Jong-un is going to continue firing intercontinental ballistic missiles of ever greater sophistication. He is going to continue with his program to start launching those missiles from his submarines. He is going to continue. He's already done 6 nuclear tests. He will continue with his nuclear tests with ever more sophisticated weapons, nuclear devices. He is now using American strategists were horrified to see that his recent missile was a solid fuel booster rather than a liquid fueled rocket, very much more lethal. So let's say you're president of the United States and Kim Jong-un continues to kill his people, continues to murder his relatives. And then let's say you go forward with your hands off approach. He fires 12 more nuclear devices, all of them bigger than the one before. And he shoots off 20 or 30 intercontinental ballistic missiles, which now have capability of reaching you in Montana.
Okay, James, let me say.
How does that work?
Here it is. And as a preface to this, let me say, what was the last time when all of Congress was briefed by generals? You know when the last time was? When Colin Powell and the Joint Chiefs of Staff brought them in and told them about Yellow Cake and the weapons of mass destruction and why it was absolutely essential that we go into Iraq. And we initiated a regime change there, and things have been just hunky-dory ever since.
Is there any difference between...
It was wonderful what we
did. Okay, is there any difference?
No Yellow Cake, and there were no weapons of mass destruction, but that is immaterial. Okay.
No, it's not. No, it's not, because here's the point. Those senators and congressmen were hornswoggled.
Were tricked.
They were tricked into giving a permission to go to war, okay?
And this is always the reason we go to war, is that there's a madman that has to be taken out, like Gaddafi.
No. The premise was...
Gaddafi was killing his own people. We had to go in there and stop him.
No. The premise was that Hussein was about to have nuclear weapons, okay? And they gave permission based on that lie. It's not a lie with Kim Jong-un. It's not a fairy tale. It's true. It's reality. And those
about the reality of what's happening there. I watched a waste of a lot of time looking at a whole bunch of videos of the Day of the Sun. This was the big, massive military parade that Kim Jong-il, you know, put on. And here are the highlights. The first thing that happened was it was bigger and better than anything you ever saw in Russia. I mean, it was massive. More red people dressed with red hats, blah, blah, blah. It's big and big. Down, the first thing that was coming down before the reviewing stand were 6 of the biggest tanks in existence. And they were billed as the ones that are going to roll down into the South and destroy American troops. Well, as they approached about 100 feet away from the reviewing stand, which only Kim Jong-il was in,
Kim Jong-un
caught fire. One of them
Wait a
caught
minute. You
fire.
Don't even have his name. Hang on. You don't have his name right. Kim Jong-il is dead. Kim Jong-un.
No, no. No,
but listen, listen.
I made a mistake.
100. Okay, hang on.
I'm trying to
100.
Get a point across, and it's very difficult. Hey, you know what? Okay. This is
say
wonderful. No, I'm saying that while, and then another one, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Another one was that, you know those missiles you were so afraid of, that he's going to stick on the submarines and come over and blow up Disneyland? Well, there were six of them coming down. One of the nose cones fell off. And the soldier got out there and was pushing it up, and when he pushed, tried to get it straightened up before it ran past the reviewing stand, a tear developed in the nose cone. So, you know, okay, maybe that was just a dud. You know, maybe that was a lemon.
But I'm telling you that this
thing that he is ready to turn us into ashes is totally blown out of proportion. You know, they even went. They went in. There's 9,000 people protested in South Korea because the United States installed a THAAD missile system on a deluxe golf course north of Seoul.
Okay,
and
now William,
the people
William?
Became so, and even military experts say this is the wrong thing. It's designed to take down missiles that are at 40. To 100 or 70 to 140 kilometers.
Okay,
high.
William.
None of the things that he has ever gotten over 20 kilometers high.
Okay,
so
okay,
it
William.
May
all
not
right.
even be able to knock them out of the sky.
My turn, William. My turn. Okay. Now, 100 senators came out of the White House today. All of them shaking their heads. This is very grave. All 100. They had a top secret briefing, not the one that you attended. Okay. Top secret briefing with the top. Hang on. Let me finish. With the top six military men in the United States. Okay, and that included a bunch of Democratic senators also agreeing this is very serious, not a joke. Okay, now, the Seoul, with millions of people in it, is less than 5 minutes flight time away from those intercontinental ballistic missiles. And they are real missiles. The fact that a float in a parade fell apart does not mean the missiles fall apart. That's a float in a parade. It's not a real missile, okay? And Tokyo, what is the population of Tokyo? 10 to 20 million people. That is less than, 10 minutes away from the launch location in South Korea, in North Korea.
Do you believe that Japan or South Korea have anything to say about this?
They have no defenses.
That's not what they're saying.
They have zero. They have zero anti-missile.
They are protesting this because they said this is setting them up to be ground zero.
No,
the Japanese
people.
It's necessary.
Okay, William. The Japanese people are not protesting. They're begging America to provide the defense that they need. 10 to 20 million people. One nuclear device. 10 minutes away. Now, look, William. Let's move on. There's other very important news to cover here. So let's not spend the whole show on the North Korean thing. I'll tell you what. I think that the top commanders in the U.S. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and 100 senators, including 40-some Democratic senators, all of them saying this is very grave. I think that carries more weight with me. Okay?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Okay. All right. And William, thank you. Also, I love you too, brother.
I wanted to start the show with saying I loved you like a brother.
Okay. All right. Well, we got that. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me move on. People
yes.
who control the purse strings, are the boss, and they also said, well, let me have the power to print money, and I don't care who you elect. The Federal Reserve is a big issue, and I believe I agree with Dennis and Haas on that case.
Okay, all right. Thank you, William.
That's another thing.
All right, William, thank you.
Peace.
All right. Oh, peace, brother. let me just make the point here that if I put anything in the show today, it's this. I gave you the article, Steve Bannon, still very much at Donald Trump's side. Steve Bannon, folks, is a true blue patriot. The website he ran at Breitbart is a true blue patriot website. And that's our guys. I'm trying to convince our own movement Hey, we have our own guys have been elected president of the United States. Appreciate that fact. And don't bail out on your own people. And let me tell you this. If we bail out on Donald Trump and Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller and Jeff Sessions, if we bail out, we throw in the towel with them. You know what the next stop on that, the next train stop is, folks, on that that road?
We don't Oblivion. Have to worry about that, James. The people bailing out are essentially the hardline white nationalists and the hardline conspiratorials, of which I'm a member of both, but I'm not quite ready to bail out.
But here's my point. I'm just trying to make the point. There isn't going to be another chance, folks. There isn't going to be another Donald Trump. There isn't going to be another shot at saving our nation. It's what Trump said on day one when he announced his candidacy, and he was right then, he's right now. Hang on, we'll be back with more, one more session, right after this.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday.
We're back, folks.
It still worked still would.
We're back, folks. And I'm going to give a point here. I think I'm going to distill at this point, since we get the music quieted down. I'm going to distill something into one point. And we have one little segment left. Do you remember, Paul, you remember this, back in the campaign, it wasn't President Trump, it was just candidate Trump. Do you remember he announced as one of his picks, Peter Navarro, to be the man he favored for head of the National Trade Council.
Yeah, Death and then by China.
And Peter Navarro, folks, is the author of the book Death by China. Okay? and plenty of other books along the same vein. For instance, another book of his is Crouching Tiger, another reference to China. Peter Navarro, folks, he's not Donald Trump's advisor now. He is our national... He is the head of our National Trade Council. And he is writing an executive order terminating NAFTA, one of Trump's biggest, boldest proposals.
That would be okay. Good. Let's terminate NAFTA.
Now, I'm reading, folks, from Politico, which George indicated to us, you know, is leans to the left. So this is from a hostile source. Here's what Politico says today. Peter Navarro, the head of Trump's National Trade Council, drafted the executive order ending NAFTA in close cooperation with White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. The executive order was submitted this week to the staff secretary for the final stages of review, according to one of the White House officials. Anyway, what's my point there, folks? Remember our days of enthusiasm about Steve Bannon, about the author of Death by China? These folks now are in Steve Bannon. His office is two doors down from Donald Trump's Oval Office. That's his office now. And he's writing executive orders for our president ending NAFTA. Now, folks, that's your dream come true. Do you remember all the years ago, fighting against NAFTA, fighting against the bad trade deals? Fighting against the globalists, your dream has come true. It's right in front of us. Anyway, that's my point. Now let's see if there's anybody on the call board here, and I let Paul and George get a comment
We're
in.
We're getting within the last minute.
Yes. So, go ahead, George.
If NAFTA gets repealed, I personally invite Ross Perot as a guest person to actually sign it. Don, yeah. let's let Ross Perot have his day in the sun.
Okay. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow, folks, with more thrills and spills, more fireworks, here on the Trump. Thanks for joining us tonight. See you tomorrow.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.